For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The new year means a stack of new laws are taking effect here in California. One measure bans most law enforcement officers from wearing face masks. The law is supposed to go into effect, but legal challenges remain. Nigel Duara, with our California newsroom partner CalMatters, explains.
The No Secret Police Act came after months of aggressive immigration raids in California, raids which have often involved federal officers using face coverings to conceal their identities. The policy's gotten national attention, with Governor Gavin Newsom touting the measure on programs like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm deeply proud that I had the privilege of signing the nation's first bill to address the issue of masking.
The ban is supposed to apply to both state and federal law enforcement, but the Trump administration has filed a lawsuit claiming California doesn't have the right to regulate federal officers and has asked for an injunction to stop the law from going into effect. That suit was still pending as of mid-December.
California's K-12 schools are going to be required to do more to prevent sexual abuse on campus. The requirements come under a new law that takes effect. CalMatters reporter Carolyn Jones has the details.
One of the most significant and controversial of the changes under the law is a new misconduct database that will track abuse allegations against teachers. The database will be available for schools to use for background checks on prospective hires. Supporters of the tool say it could help cut down on a practice known as pass the trash. That's when teachers accused of sexual misconduct quietly resign only to be hired elsewhere and reoffend. If allegations against a teacher are deemed to be unfounded, the database is supposed to be updated. Some big teachers' unions had pushed back against the proposal because they worried it would punish teachers who'd been falsely accused.
The new law applies to all K-12 schools in California, including private schools. Under one new measure, high school seniors who meet certain requirements will get automatic admission to many Cal State campuses. CalMatters reporter Michael Zinschstein explains.
Out of the 22 CSUs, at least 16 are participating in this new direct admissions program. Campuses involved include Cal State Northridge, San Francisco State, and Cal Poly Humboldt. Here's how the program works. CSUs will have access to a database with students' academic transcripts. If a high school senior has a 2.5 GPA or higher and they're on track to complete a required set of courses, they'll be granted conditional admission. Students will have to answer a set of questions, but don't need to submit an essay or letters of recommendation. Once students complete the requirements, they'll still need to confirm where they intend to enroll. The law has two big aims: bringing in kids who are intimidated or unlikely to apply to CSUs, and boosting enrollment at CSUs that need more students.
The new program will begin with kids who are high school seniors in the fall of 2026. One of the most controversial California laws passed in 2025 makes it easier to build mid-rise apartment buildings near public transportation. Some advocates say it will help bring much-needed housing to our state, but many neighborhood groups say it will force too much density on their communities. But CalMatters reporter Ben Christopher says you may not see changes in your own region anytime soon.
The law known as SB 79 lets apartment developers override local zoning restrictions to build apartments near certain train and light rail and bus stops. But these overrides don't start taking effect until July 2026 at the earliest. Lower income neighborhoods and areas at risk of wildfire or rising sea levels, they don't have to start making changes until 2030. And meanwhile, you have cities like Los Angeles that are exploring legal ways to delay implementation as well.
That was Ben Christopher with our California newsroom partner, CalMatters, who also provided the reporting on the new state laws taking effect this year. Cloudy conditions across the Inland Empire today. Riverside and San Bernardino metro areas will see scattered showers with highs in the low 60s. In the mountains and nearby forest areas, expect colder, breezy conditions with a chance of rain and snow at higher elevation. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Happy New Year.